This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Obviously, as a mum and a grandma as well, how do you share that passion for Jesus and passion for the church with your children? How do you cultivate it in their lives?
I think, you know, parenting. I remember hearing a guy speak on parenting and he said there's three things. Example, example, example. Amen.
Yeah.
And I got to live it. That's how I can pass it on to my children.
Yeah.
You know, I got to live it. I got to be the same behind the scenes as in front of the scenes. You know, our children learn from watching. And, you know, I don't get it right all the time. My children have been very gracious to their mother. I think sometimes it says train up a child, and I look sometimes at my kids, I'm like, you've trained up your mother. You know, they're just amazing. But I think that's how we do it. I think, you know, how we live at home, that's what's going to speak to our children, not how we live in a public space.
You mentioned as well that the generation, the context that today's young people are growing up in, it is different. There's so many different challenges to all the people that have gone before us.
Yeah.
For parents raising children, teenagers, whatever age they might be, what's your advice for how they can raise strong, godly, confident kids?
Yeah, I think it's a big question. You know, for my kids, I am so thankful for youth. Even when they kicked and screamed, I was the mother that said, you're going, right? Not always easy.
Mm.
And I think, you know, the parenting is almost relaxed so much that it's like, well, if you don't want to, you don't have to. I think sometimes we've got to go, actually, you're 15 and I'm your mother and you are going, you know, while I am driving you places. And because there are, you know, at 13, 14, 15, you don't know. You don't know what you need yet.
Mm.
And you're developing emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally, you know. So we've got to kind of take our stance as parents, and then, as I said, living it behind closed doors, and then making sure that where we're asking them to participate in, that it is a healthy representation of church on the earth.
Mm.
Because our kids know, you know. The thing is today, you know, I think Christianity actually in our country is being quite embraced. The problem is, so are all religions. So, oh, if it's good for you, oh, whatever's good for you. And it's like, so the church on the earth, we have to be places of power, of transformation, because that's the difference, his presence.
Yeah.
You know, we're not like everything else. And so make sure if you're insisting your children be part of something, make sure it's the thing that sets that thing apart is the presence of God, because your kids will get addicted to it.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.